take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out.
That is the Coasters, right? The Coasters? Yeah. Yakety Yak. I was unsure about the artist, although I'm almost certain it's the Coasters, because we're not celebrating anything to do with the Coasters or the people singing the song. Celebrating the songwriter and producer, Jerry Lieber from the great Lieber and Stoller songwriting team. Jerry Lieber died on this day in 2011 at the age of 78. The great Lieber and Stoller songwriting team wrote a ton of hits. Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, There Goes My Baby, Searchin', Poison Ivy, Kansas City, Stand By Me, and this hit from the Coasters, Yakety Yak. Jerry Lieber died on this day in 78, died on this day in 2011 at 78, and we do not have a musical accompaniment for this, but another great songwriter died on this day in 2011 as well, Nicholas Ashford. One half of the Ashford and Simpson songwriting team died of throat cancer on this day in 2011. Ashford and Simpson, solid from 1985, solid as a rock. Also wrote Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, and a fantastic song from Marvin Gaye, You're All I Need to Get By. Nicholas Ashford died on this day in 2011, as did Jerry Lieber from Lieber and Stoller. Not a great day for songwriters in the past, especially in 2011. All right, a better day for movies and films. We turn to Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas to tell us a little bit more. Ron, how you doing?
Doing great, Scott. End of August, another round of also rams at the theater. We're waiting for the next blockbuster, which would be It Chapter 2, September 6th. So, but some good stuff this week. Anything interest you on the list?
Yes. I need you to explain something to me first, if you could. So we've talked a lot. You know, I'm not a Marvel Universe guy, superhero. That's not my bag. Tons of people like it. It's great. But I was seeing yesterday Spider-Man. There's some Spider-Man dispute, and there might not be new Spider-Mans. Can you put it in plain English for me?
Of course. Sony owns Spider-Man. Disney owns Marvel, okay? They have had a divorce, Scott. Sony will keep Spider-Man, and they will keep making Spider-Man movies, but he will no longer appear in the Disney-Marvel comics universe, such as they own separately. So we have not seen the last of Spider-Man by a long shot, but he won't be in any Marvel movies unless somebody gets their checkbook out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, why would they stop making Spider-Man? But they're not. There's not going to be any more crossover, so to speak, right?
Right, exactly. Disney feels like they've had something to do with this worldwide billion-dollar success of the most recent Spider-Man movie, and they wanted a bigger piece of the pie, and Sony said, no thanks, we're good.
Yes.
We'll do it on our own here.
All right, let's take a look at the movies that are going to be released this week. How about Overcomer? I think that's one that might be of interest to our audience.
Yeah, a faith-based movie. It's rated PG. Story revolves around a small town where the factory is closing down and everybody's got to tighten their belts or make adjustments, including the coach of the basketball team, who's now going to take on the cross-country team, and that team consisting of one young woman with asthma. So it's everybody trying to overcome here, if you will. And we're going to learn a little lesson about life. This from the creator of War Room, which was a hugely successful faith-based movie. So, nice little movie with a message. Rated PG. No big stars in this movie, but looks like a good one.
Angel Has Fallen. This is what, the third in this series. Is that the big release for the week? You got Gerard Butler and Morgan Freeman. It sounds big.
Yeah, it'll be the number one movie, but not a huge box office there. But you're right, this is the third one after Olympus has fallen and London has fallen. Now the Angel has fallen, and actually Morgan Freeman has made it all the way from Speaker of the House in the first movie to the POTUS now. In this one, Gerard Butler playing Secret Service agent Mike Banning, and he's assigned to protect the president, but he's also accused of plotting against the president. So we kind of get the fugitive mixed in here, too. But good action movie. You know, Nick Nolte in it as well. Tim Blake Nelson, Jada Pinkett Smith, Piper Perabo. So interesting action movie rated R this week.
It sounds a bit like 24 in that, you know, each of these films, something much worse than the last one has to happen. It's just like the seasons of 24. Oh, no, it's a nuclear bomb. Oh, no, there's an assassination attempt. Oh, no, this is happening.
Exactly. They're ramping it up all in the name of a big action-packed movie this weekend. Angel Has Fallen.
And then, look, your choice, because I have not heard of any of these three. So Ready or Not, Peanut Butter Falcon, and Maiden, also new this week. Which one do you like?
Well, Peanut Butter Falcon, I got to see this. I mean, the reviews are fantastic, and I love Shia LaBeouf now playing a sort of normal character, a young actor named Zach Gotswagen. He's a Down syndrome person, and that's what the story is about, their sort of Huck Finn adventure here. Zach wants to be a wrestler, so he's on the way to wrestling school, so you get characters that you really can identify with, and boy, the critics are raving about this too. So Peanut Butter Falcon looks good. Ready or Not is sort of a black comedy satire type movie that opened up yesterday, as a matter of fact, so it's playing today. And Maiden, a limited release documentary about the first all-woman crew to sail around the world in the Whitbread Round the World race in 89. So an interesting documentary there with Maiden.
And last week's releases, Ron, Angry Birds Movie 2 did $16 million, Blinded by the Light did just $4 million, finished 10th. Are both those disappointing thus far, returns to the box office?
Yes, I'm so disappointed, particularly with Blinded by the Light, because I loved that movie, and it got such good reviews, and it's a terrific feel-good movie, and Bruce Springsteen music, who doesn't like Bruce, come on, and just barely made it into the top 10. So I'm hoping that sticks around. Word of mouth is good. Also, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, I loved Kate Blanchett in that movie. I read that book, and I enjoyed that movie. That one was in 11th place, and Good Boys, the surprise of the week, the raunchy R-rated comedy, go figure, that was number one at the box office. But yes, Angry Birds was supposed to be in that spot, and Good Boys stole it away.
Not so much. CelebrationCinema.com, CelebrationCinema.com. Thank you, Ron.